It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Updates. Good morning. A bill that would change when California police officers may choose to use deadly force is moving forward in the state Senate despite opposition from law enforcement. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports on the measure approved by the Senate Public Safety Committee Tuesday.
The measure would change the standard for using force from the current when it is objectively reasonable to when it is necessary and there are no reasonable alternatives. That's similar to the requirement used by the NYPD and U.S. Justice Department. Law enforcement groups have lined up in opposition.
We think this bill discourages proactive policing by making officers fear the repercussions of split-second decisions.
Corey Salzillo spoke for the California State Sheriff's Association. A representative for police chiefs suggested they would support more training for officers about de-escalating encounters. Democratic State Senator Stephen Bradford, no relation, said that's not enough.
I'm all for better training, but why isn't it training needed when you encounter white folks? You only need better training when you encounter black and brown people.
He's citing statistics that show police kill black men at far higher rates than white men. The measure's introduction followed the death of Stephon Clark, an unarmed black man shot by police in Sacramento in March. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Well, California is poised to spend more than $2 billion this year to suppress and prevent wildfires. Last year, the state spent $2.6 billion. Just as the Thomas Fire, the largest fire to burn in modern California history, is fully cleaned up, state agencies are preparing for increased fire danger as temperatures warm. Cal Fire officials say the agency is staffing at peak levels about 3 weeks early because of the increased fire risk as grass and brush dry. PG&E is being blamed for starting over a dozen fires last year. The company is creating a wildfire operations center to better forecast risk. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.